from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
They've raised the bar on Rochester Sports Talk. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
Welcome back into the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. We are live from St. John Fisher University, Buffalo Bills training camp, day one. And our first guest here on site, it's president of the Buffalo Bills and Buffalo Sabres, the pride of SUNY Brockport, Pete Quelli, joining us here in the sports bar.
That's one way to characterize it.
Pete, this is full. Welcome home.
Thank you.
So for folks who don't know, Pete, Aquinas grad, and you broke in years ago with the Buffalo Bills, and you helped lay the foundation here at St. John Fisher. I remember you telling me the story that first night before you couldn't sleep. You were so excited thinking about all that could go right or go wrong. What's it like coming back here and experiencing camp all these years later?
Amazing. The emotion is driving down the thruway to come here and pulling into campus after the history, you know, that I've had here or been a part of, it's pretty amazing. It's really hard to put into words. What was really gratifying is that I'd stood up over time. You know, it was built, a lot of people were involved with this, but you can still see, right, from a fan experience standpoint, from a football standpoint, it still works. It's been improved. There's been a lot of improvements. I'm excited how it's evolved. But it's fun to know that something that we built that many years ago still stands the test of time.
It absolutely does. And you know, I don't know how much of an imprint you're adding to it now, but it does feel this year like there is an emphasis on that fan experience. There is an emphasis on getting kids kind of involved in what's going on here, different activities, lots of things that go beyond just coming by, watching practice, and cheering for your Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, and you know, football's it's big, right? I've been in a couple of different sports. I mean, the scale of what we do at the NFL is enormous, but ultimately, you know, the more you can shrink it and create this intimate environment for fans, and there's no better place to do that at training camp. I've always thought it was really cool to be able to watch your team come together before the season starts and to do it up close and personal. It's kind of the genesis behind why we did it, that and the fact that Rochester is a critically important market for us, but it's always been about the fan experience, and all they've done is evolve it and make it better.
Yeah, and it's the one place too. If you have a kid, you can watch Josh Allen up close and personal. Now that you're getting to know the Buffalo Bills quarterback, how have been the interactions between you and Josh? What's your observations of number 17, Pete?
I mean, he's QB1 for a reason, and not just on the field, but off the field, right? Obviously, we know how great he is as a player, but just a good guy. You know, it's not just Josh. Everybody has welcomed me back with open arms. I walked in that building, and in a lot of ways, they made it feel like I never left. The onboarding process was seamless. Sean, fantastic. Brandon, fantastic. Obviously, Josh. But everybody at the Bills, and then ownership, you know, Terry and the family, we went through this process of deciding this was the right fit. And I think once we did, everybody was kind of all in, and mm-hmm. It's been this family feel right from day one.
So, Pete, the last time we talked to you was right after you were introduced as president. And you mentioned that one of the bigger things that you're going to be overseeing is the stadium. How's the stadium going? What's going on? What can you tell us?
Our construction guys like to use the term comfortably on schedule. They won't say on time, which at some point I'll get them to say that. But no, everything's going really well. If you get a chance to go out there, it's amazing. The steel that's coming out of the ground and the precast is being poured. It's starting to really look like a stadium. You can get a feel for what this is going to be like. It's it's amazing to think about, you know, what it was like when I left and now coming back, and you've got this state-of-the-art facility in Buffalo. It's the biggest construction project in the history of the Buffalo, and in Buffalo, it's right out our backyard. So just to be involved with something that aspirational and think about where we were and where we are now is, it's just, again, it's hard to wrap your head around.
Yeah, he's the COO of the Bills, the Sabres. He oversees the properties here in Rochester. And when we talked that first time, like, where do you begin here? So much that is on your plate. So as you prioritize, I could put words in your mouth, but I would guess it's the PSLs. What's your top priority now?
Well, first of all, I was excited that Mike gave me a promotion. That was because I haven't been here that long, but Terry's actually the president. So
sorry. Yes.
No, it's no. Look, I'm not going to complain about that. That's great. There's a lot. You know, there's a huge list of things between both organizations. I don't think there's a bigger priority than the stadium right now. So that's obviously taking a lot of time, but really we're looking at every aspect of the business. We want these two teams to be sustainable long-term in that marketplace. So Terry said, come on in, take a look, do some discovery, tell us what we could be do better, tell us what we're doing well, and let's put us in a position to be successful long-term with both organizations, because Terry and his family are incredibly committed to Buffalo. I don't think an owner can be more committed to a market than he is. And he's always looking to make it better and cement the legacy of these teams and his family in this market, and that's what I'm here trying to do.
So there's a huge demand, obviously, for the Bills. And with the new stadium, that demand, there's a price that comes with that demand. And I know in Buffalo specifically, we're a little bit more out of the blast radius here, but there are people saying, you know, hey, I've been a season ticket holder for generations. How am I going to be able to afford this new experience at this new stadium? What would you say to that fan?
I think, look, it's probably a question of demand and as much as how economics of just sports have changed over the last X number of years. I obviously inherited a lot of the things that are going on at the stadium, but I've had time to come in and take a look at what they're doing. And the great thing about it is the statement from the beginning was the stadium will be built for Buffalo. And it is. So there's price points for every single consumer that is interested in participating at the stadium with us. I've had a chance to look at them, very confident in how the rollout is going. The demand has been overwhelming for the products that are on the market right now, so that's a great sign, and we're going to start cascading now that through the building. But the good news is, having looked at it now, I feel very comfortable that when every fan gets a chance to go through the stadium experience and understand what their options are, they're going to please that they're going to have an ability to get on board with the team.
He's the CEO of the Bills and the Sabres, Pete Gowelly, Rochester's own. I still own you. You still have that title here, Pete. Aquinas grad. Pete, for people that don't know, you work for Michael Jordan, down with the Hornets. You came over to the Giants. You come over to Buffalo. You different data points, you know, certainly along the way. But in terms of Brandon and Sean and how they're building a football team, how much input do you have in that regard? Or do you just kind of, here are the keys, boys, keep doing what you're doing?
No, I mean, it's a separate reporting line. Like, those guys report directly into the owner on the football side. I report it on the business side, but there's a lot of alignment and integration. That's what you try to do. Like, that's the way these teams, I think they should be set up, right? There's people that have really specific experience in these disciplines. That's what they should focus on. But the key is having an aligned, performance-based culture that everybody buys into. When football is operating at a high level and business is operating at a high level and everybody's communicating and aligning and interacting, that's when something special can happen. I felt like we were on the precipice of that with the Giants. You know, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll came from here. They're kind of cut out of the same cloth as Sean and Brandon. And so I feel like that organization is in great hands. We had a great relationship, and we were working towards something. Here, these guys have already built the foundation on the football side. Like, you know, our job now is to come in and build a similar culture on the business side and connect the two of them.
Now, I'm only going to bring it up because I heard Brandon bring it up earlier. You got out of that organization right before Hard Knocks cameras came into the organization. You breathe in a deep sigh of relief that they're not following you around?
I mean, I think you're good. You guys, I'm a pretty transparent guy in general. I've been in a lot of draft rooms. I've been at the combine. Like, I know how all this stuff works. I think fans should have access to this kind of information. Now, it's interesting to see how they react to actually getting it sometimes, but I was honestly a proponent of it. Like, you know, Joe Shane and his team, they're great at what they do. I think they should be proud. I think ownership should be comfortable showcasing them. I know it's a little bit of a culture shock. I don't necessarily think every team can do it, but I was very involved in the process. I always have been watching the show because of that, and I like what they've done. So I don't know if I'm in the minority or not, but, you know, I think everybody wants that kind of access. They finally got it, and I think people should enjoy it.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Pete, so many people in Rochester for decades have gotten better opportunities and left. You're one of them. And I'm just curious, your experience, your advice, and just let us know, what it's like being a family guy and saying, hey, let's go for this opportunity. Or what was that like getting that call? Hey, would you be interested in coming back home here to Western New York?
Yeah, I mean, I would have never predicted this journey. My position's always been, look, you got to go where the opportunities are. And I had an amazing opportunity in Charlotte and spent 10 years there, and it turned out better than I could have ever thought it would. And then the Giants call, and I'm thinking, well, this is one of the biggest brands in sports, one of the most valuable sports teams in the world. How do you say no to the, in the market? How do you say no to that? Take it, have a great 5 years. I wasn't anticipating another call coming. And when it came in and John Mara walked in my office and said, look, the Bills have called and they're interested in talking about an opportunity there. He said, what do you think of it? I would love to talk to them. It's my hometown. I don't know how many opportunities you get to even consider something like that. So he allowed me. I was under contract. He allowed me to have the conversation. Came back and met with Terry and Laura and family office, and they explained more about what it was. And it was the Bills, and it was the Sabres. And I thought, I could, at this point in my career, I'm lucky. I could pretty much do this anywhere. It's more meaningful if you can do it in your hometown, especially attached to such inspirational opportunities like a new stadium and some of the things we're talking about doing at the arena. So it's, I mean, too amazing to pass up, to come back home. And we were talking about it, being here in Rochester, being in Buffalo, doing it where it matters and it's personal and it's meaningful is a whole different ballgame. And I think winning in Buffalo, to me, would mean more to me than anywhere else I could be in the world. So that's why I came back.
And Pete, since you brought up the arena and the Sabres, I mean, that's under your umbrella of responsibilities as well. We've seen what's gone on this offseason. I don't know if you heard, there's a playoff drought with the Sabres.
I've heard that. I haven't experienced it. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
We see the changes that are happening. What kind of an update can you share with us as far as the progress that the Sabres have made here this offseason? And you mentioned the arena. Is there something that fans can get excited about with the arena?
Yeah, I mean, I'm incredibly excited about both teams for different reasons. Obviously, what these guys have built with the Bills, the sustainable playoff success that they've had, and you guys talked about QB1 and everything that's going on with the team and the stadium. But the Sabres, it just feels like that's an untapped opportunity. You know, they've had the playoff drought. There's opportunities to upgrade the arena. Some of those things are already happening. There's a new scoreboard coming in. That's in the process of being put in. It's twice the size of the previous scoreboard. The resolution's higher. It's going to be a different experience when people walk in. But that's phase one. You know, we're taking an entire look at the building and the experience. How do we upgrade it? Same thing. Terry's a huge hockey fan, incredibly committed to that team. He's brought Lindy in to help us take the next step. But there's, again, for the Bills, they're in an advanced stage. I think the Sabres, there's a lot of opportunity to build things up there. And I love that. You know, that's very similar to what I did when I went to the Hornets. It was an arena-based property. It hadn't been performing as well as it could be. We restructured and built a new infrastructure, brought some people in, started to create some momentum, brought the Hornets brand back. Next thing you know, we were rolling there. So, I can see a very similar path for the Sabres.
Yeah, Pete, we are aligned Rochester and Buffalo all but one thing. We love the Bills, love the Sabres. Get out of here with your bandits. We got the Nighthawks here. All right? I just get that. No orange coming to arena.
Hey, look, back-to-back championships. It's kind of hard to dispute that.
I know. Not I'm jealous or bitter or anything like that. The question being about the Rochester sports properties, I understand, like, you've got other things on your plate, but we do know there is an RFP to run the Blue Cross Arena, and, you know, will the Amherst be bidding on that? What's the status of that? And also, we do have the report from the Athletic that if somebody wanted to buy the Nighthawks, that you would listen. So comment on the arena and as well as the Nighthawks here.
Yeah, I think, look, we're committed to, obviously, you have to look no further than this camp, but think about how committed ownership is to the Rochester market. As you come in and start evaluating all the properties, how do they fit? So you're trying to make determinations on that. The Amherst are incredibly important to the future of the Sabres. As we know, a lot of players there, and, you know, obviously we brought Seth up for a reason too, so there's a lot of connectivity there. I think we're still trying to figure some of that stuff out. There has been some dialogue around the Nighthawks, and if it makes sense to have two teams in that league, there's some redundancy there, so that is a conversation we're having. You know, we are talking about the city, about the arena, but there's been nothing finalized there yet. So, you know, all I can say is we're committed. We're just looking at the model to make sure it's right for us long term.
Pete, we know how ingrained you are in this specific event, training camp. You were a part of it at the very, very beginning of it coming to Rochester. We also know with that stadium going up, and we look around the NFL, and maybe it's Rochester's insecurity showing up here. Don't pull up stakes and leave. Don't pull up stakes and leave training camp for the new shiny new toy. I mean, we know how much we hear Sean and Josh and Brandon say how much they love coming to camp. We see that. We feel that every summer when you guys are here. But at the same time, we're also being realistic. Is training camp safe in Rochester for years to come?
Look, I can tell you, I had breakfast with Sean this morning, and I can't tell you how much he enjoys bringing the team to Rochester every year, how much he thinks it means to help create the foundation for the season. We talked about all the new faces and how getting away puts us in a better position, you know, to create a competitive team and get everybody on the same page. I was interested because, you know, having been involved in the process of putting camp here in the first place, how is it working operationally? Nothing but positive response from him and how it works for him and for the rest of the team. So, you know, look, I'm a Rochester guy. I couldn't be more bullish on the market. I know how important it is. I talked to Sean this morning. He's really excited about being here. There's nothing that would indicate to me that we wouldn't be here. So I'm excited, and all we're going to do is continue to pour as much time into this market as we possibly can.
Gosh, you're 2,000. You're doing two-a-days. You're doing a lot. Like,
I know.
It's a different world out here.
Night practices here right behind us in that stadium. It was a little bit different. But, you know, once we launched that camp, we knew we had something. People just showed up and showed out, and it was amazing. And Rochester's always been a critical piece of the Bills' business model, especially when we're in a small market. That's not changing anytime soon. So this is critically important to us. And to see how camp has grown, see what's been invested here, and see it grow over time is really gratifying when you look back and say, oh, I was part of this whole thing. I went away for 15 years, but it's still an amazing property, and there's still opportunities to keep getting better.
Well, Pete, it's great seeing you in person. Thanks for joining us here on the Sports Bar. Enjoy the rest of camp, and best of luck with everything you've got going on. I don't know if you're busy or not, but, you know, if we can get the chance to do this again sometime soon, we would love it.
I would like to do it. Schedule's been a little tough. We're figuring it out. We're getting there. But thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
There's Buffalo Bills COO Pete Coeli, who joined us earlier here on the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia on the Fan live from St. John Fisher University.
I think in the end, they're going to be just fine with the stadium. Might be a little slow here. Might take a little bit of a process to get it done. But if this team meets expectation, that's also a big part of this, Danger, that winning kind of opens up the wallet. And I think back to when these discussions began to happen, when do we start to have the conversation with the state about building a new team? And, well, the Pagulas are very clear. We need to make sure that the team gets good first and foremost. And we've enjoyed this window here because you found the quarterback and the head coach, and this has been exciting. And I think that everything is going to be fine, although I certainly love to know more details here on how the actual sales are going here for the new stadium.
Yeah. Great of Pete to join us. The pride of Aquinas, Rochester zone, is the COO of the Bills and the Sabres, stopping by the Sports Bar next hour. On the way here, we're going to talk to 13 WHAM sports director Mike Catalana, BuffaloPlus.com. I believe this is his 36th Buffalo Bills training camp. My goodness.
Yeah.
We'll tap into how this one might be different, what his eyes saw on the practice field. We'll get his observations here in a couple few. And we also heard Brandon Bean speak earlier today. His press conference, interesting in that Brandon Bean, almost a little out of character, really took exception to some of the reports that have been going on around Josh Allen and how some things around number 17 have been reported here over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll get to some of that Brandon Bean audio. And then on the other side, we don't have time for this quite often for our camp live shows here, but we do have time for your calls. 866-4-F-A-N.
Buffalo Bills training camp at St. John Fisher University. Bills Camp Live brought to you by Ace Swim and Leisure, Chi Lai Ave and Ridge Road, Webster, aceswim.com, and Maddie's Motorsports with locations in Farmington, Spencerport, and Dansville. Maddie's Motorsports.com. More next live from St. John Fisher University. It's Buffalo Bills training camp day one on the Fan Rochester.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.